on the Casinoverse app.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. If you've ever considered owning rental property, this information is for you. For years, I've been finding attractive investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenants stay 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers. They're a one-of-a-kind jeweler in Montgomery, owned and operated by Troop Booth, a family business since 1977. It was started by Troop's grandparents, and he's owned it since 2015. He's the only employee. There's no overhead with other sales or support people, so he's able to do what he does best, and that's give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. If you click on their Facebook or Instagram page or go to their website, heirloomjewelry.com, click on any of the items. This is jewelry that tells a story. Some of the pieces we saw dated back to the 1800s and some even older than that. Fascinating stories behind the jewelry you want to buy or the jewelry you want to sell. Contact Troop. He is an expert. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2. By appointment only. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention you can click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry on their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive. Call 260-0666.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Anymore. You're my husband, but you don't like any of my relatives.
That's not true. I love your mother-in-law and father-in-law very much.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding an impressive 339,000 jobs. The report from the government reflected the job market's resilience after more than a year of rapid interest rate increases by the Fed. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from 3.4%. Tropical Storm Arlene, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, has now formed in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the cyclone is heading due south toward the western tip of Cuba. National Hurricane Center forecasters say Arlene has sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 701 points, the NASDAQ gained 139, and the S&P 500 adding 61. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively, with new episodes each week starting June the 1st. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's our final hour, and this has been requested. 272-9228.
Not much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no
hour at 5:08 from foxnews.com. I have not watched Fox News since Tucker went. I haven't watched the TV network. I use the app just to check. New information uncovered about criminal bribery accusation involving President Biden. You know, most of the country now agrees that there is very likely something criminal in that history. And God, wow, you know, if you're the director of the FBI and your job, you're the, like, top law enforcement guy in the country next to that disgusting Merrick Garland, who cares who did it? If it's a crime, shouldn't you be working to create a situation where there's justice coming to the American people? Why does Congress have to beg Christopher Wray to turn over a document that basically proves what... This is a mafia. The Biden family is a mafia. Nine family members sharing in the loot and coming from places that greatly compromised national security. If Trump had done this, he would have been hung. He wouldn't have gotten a jail sentence. They would have just hung him. One and done. By the way, the president, for all his defenders, hit his head exiting Marine One.
Oh, no.
But how can you tell if there was any damage done? Seriously. You can't. So, we are hoping to play Real or Fake Florida Headlines with Jake Quam a little bit later. And we have one request pending for accident witness.
Yes.
For some laughs today. Because we all need to laugh once in a while. I got my new Boom magazine column called Five Rubens to Go. Inspired... It's actually the kind of the backstory on our little fun news talk breakfast special and a little inside stuff there with our pals on TV. Let me check my websites now for the latest. January 6th defendant sentenced to 32 months in prison. We've got murderers and armed robbers and others who are out on bail and will probably get probation. But these guys, we're going to teach them a lesson. Don't be Republicans. Let's see. Georgia judge grants bail to Antifa embezzlers. Oh, that's nice.
All right.
Because we all know that Antifa's intentions are always pure. U.S. Veterans Hospitals to fly Pride flag for 30 days. King James Bible pulled from Utah school libraries because of violence. Really? We mentioned earlier, we started the show with it, YouTube has finally given us free speechers in America permission to question the 2020 election without getting kicked off or shut down. Isn't that big of them?
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Oh, and I pulled this up earlier. Corinne Jean-Pierre Pizwit, moron, idiot, press secretary, cried out, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I want to hear this. What could possibly have provoked her to do something like that? Let's give this a listen.
53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
The president has spoken to this.
When?
And there's nothing to these claims.
Yeah, that's why Christopher Wray was so eager to turn over that document, because it would clear him, right? Why am I getting all excited? Having a nervous breakdown on the air is not going to change anything. Oh, it looks like we have an agreement with Jay Quellen at 5:45, so we got to watch that phone carefully.
Okay.
Because she's busy. And we met, you know, Briscoe, and he's done really well with this since his surgery the other day. By the way, we have key lime pies for sale at Mama's Produce at Prattville Farm Center. I don't know how many are left. I will find out in the morning and put it on social media. But thanks to everybody who's bought one, I am selling them to help pay down the substantial vet bill. But I love Mr. Gubb. And I am a quality of life person. I proved it with Hershey. When the day came when I looked at him and he was looking at me like, Daddy, I don't understand what's going on with me anymore. It was very clear. And I did the right thing. But this guy just has issues. Sometimes it seems like he has more issues than Sports Illustrated. But he's to keep him from picking on the areas that they worked on, they had to remove some skin tags and stuff. He's got to wear one of those cones. But this one is soft, and it really works for him, but it's funny. His little golden face in the middle of this blue, he looks like, you know those dragon lizards that flare out from the side of the head?
Yeah.
He reminds me of one of those, except he's got a big blue thing that flares out instead with that face in the middle of it. But he's doing well, and he's got the best caretakers. Round-the-clock help. And I was happy to play that song today for those who needed it. And I have a feeling that many do these days. What else can I find? I'm going to take a quick look on Twitter, and then we'll hit the traffic dungeon. Oh, Freeform Friday with Mark Grobert and Eric Hunley. Don't forget to check out America's Untold Stories. If you don't catch it live, catch it on the replay. It's fun. It's fun, informative, and I found those guys because I was looking for Kennedy documentaries or stories that I had never seen before. And these guys are the jackpot in that category. The stories Mark can tell off the top of his head without referencing something are phenomenal. and he's a great storyteller, like Crawdad.
Good afternoon.
Here, what's happening?
Ask your vet if he can have anything along the lines of gabapentin, GABA, or Neurontin. That helps me, just like when you were playing that little song by Karen Carpenter.
If I'm not mistaken, I think gabapentin is one of the medications they gave him.
Okay, great. That's great. I couldn't get along without Neurontin and gabapentin. It makes my whole little world so much better.
That's good.
So I was just thinking about that. And
anything we can play for you this afternoon? Radio medicine.
You know what? I think Norm MacDonald going for vacation would be great.
Oh, you would like Norm to go visit, let's say, a bed and breakfast in the middle of nowhere?
Absolutely. As would I.
Okay. I think we can arrange that.
Thank you, sir.
Because, thank you, Crawdad. Frankly, there's not a lot of competition at the moment. So we have room for a few more between now and 6, 272-9228. But at 5:45, we're at least going to hope to grab some time and have some fun with Jay Quillen. All right, at 5:16, here's the latest from Skipper.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have an accident on I-65 northbound. It's going to be just past the interchange against the center divider. Right lanes are going to be your best bet there. Also, we've got another crash now. Highway 82, this is going to be right near McQueen Smith Road in Prattville. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles making that run. Got a lot of cars out on the roadway right now. Very busy around the boulevards on Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway outbound. 231 to Wetumpka, another busy spot this afternoon. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday. Lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knees. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse, and she's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this huge bitch bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. They're still beating the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beating the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting them. The woman with the little black purse is still all beating them. Okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
Playing that for a long time, and even just listening to it passively, it still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And we had a request for the colorectal surgeon song. However, somebody sent me this clip, and I just want to play it for those of you who think you're alone. You're the last reasonable person left on earth.
Either you mentioned, you know, restriction of speech and political correctness. Do you guys know where it comes from?
Tell us.
The Soviet Union.
Yes.
Political correctness never had anything to do with protecting people's feelings or anything like that. It was very simple. Political correctness was a way of saying to people, what you're saying is true, but we don't like hearing it. Right? That's what it was. And that's how it's been imported. And to me, someone who comes from the Soviet Union is mind-boggling. And you were talking earlier about why this woke ideology is so dangerous to the West. It is because people in other parts of the world are not teaching their young children to hate their own country. If you continue to do this, how is the West going to do in the battle of civilizations? Because that's what we're in, right? The Chinese want to thrive, the Russians want to thrive, and they're teaching their children to be strong, to be confident, to go out there to learn science instead of, you know, equity and diversity. And a bridge doesn't work very well if it's built on diversity instead of math. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So there are people of reason.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right. Russians are teaching their kids, be proud of your mother country, even though it kind of sucks here. In China, you don't have any choice. But we're getting close to that, too. The poison that they are putting in people's brains instead of wisdom, instead of critical thinking, pretty sad. And then there's this.
Praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Surgeon, it's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? Sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. And misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
Anybody watch the Trump town hall with Sean Hannity?
No.
I saw a few questions.
You know, it was pre-taped?
Really?
Yeah. Because they didn't want any mention of the steal, the 2020 steal, which, by the way, in case you missed it earlier, YouTube's has finally said you can mention that. We still think it's fake news, but yeah. With every passing day, I now understand why 81 million people ran over each other at 1:30 in the morning to vote for Joe Biden. A remarkable achievement considering 16 million more people voted for Trump the second time than they did the first time.
Yeah.
Of course, when Trump ran the first time, he was running against an incredibly weak candidate. And she still hasn't gotten over it. She's a mental patient. That woman is deranged. She cannot accept. In fact, when her time comes, I'll bet her tombstone says, should have been 45th president or whatever. She's reminds me of Jimmy Stewart in the movie Harvey. She still sees that big rabbit walking around. So Fox played it safe and edited out any mention of the steal or Trump's numerous lawsuit issues. You know, Stormy Daniels thing, they're trying every way. You know, I'm waiting for some DA somewhere to indict him for tearing off a mattress tag. Let's see, she owes him $180,000 in legal fees and $500,000 for something else. I think that was connected to Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, defamation, I think.
Yeah, and yet he's because of what? I don't even understand what's going on here. Twice, judges have found in his favor with this woman and yet she's still a thorn in his crown. I don't get this.
That's not her. That's Bragg. He's trying to say that the transactions.
Oh, the transactions. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Alvin Bragg, genius. Legal mind of our time. Right up there with Thomas Jefferson and George Jefferson. Chertoff. Just unbelievable. How do these people get where they go? We are... Oh, boy. I know what I'm having for dinner. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. And yes, Prescott, you'll get little tidbits here and there. My little lizard, golden lizard. There's a place on the boulevard when you need flooring of any type. Maybe your rump, remember the term rumpus room? Every house has one kind of room where the rules are a little relaxed. If something gets spilled, okay, you know, this is the rumpus room we expected here. Maybe you just need to put new flooring in that one because it's ghastly. Georgia Floors Direct can help you do that at a great price. A great price? What price? Wholesale. Wholesale everything. Carpets of all types and styles. Flooring like laminate, hardwood, tile, vinyl plank. All of it at a wholesale price. So when you walk in and you're greeted by Dustin or Jonathan, first thing they want to know is, what do you need? And what budget are you working with? And let's see if we can't find the perfect fit that meets all of your criteria. With 300,000 square feet of storage and selection, they'll find it. There are people that come from out of state to buy flooring at Georgia Floors Direct, where everything is wholesale priced. By the way, they have expanded their offerings in blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And everything they sell not only is wholesale priced, but then ultimately installed by their team of people. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. A big reason why they've been a success for so long and will continue to be successful under the leadership of the man who created the Merry Band of Floriers, Jeff Mallinson. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's and also on Facebook. Traffic again for news.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic still very busy all over Montgomery. Busiest on East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, and Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through the interchange, but traffic's flowing nicely on the interstate. We do have two accidents in Montgomery. Troy Highway at Virginia Loop, if you're outbound from East South Boulevard, watch out for emergency vehicles there. Highway 82 at McQueen Smith in Prattville, watch out for emergency vehicles there. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
From WAKH Channel 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Wetumpka firefighter, 31-year-old John Carter, is charged with second-degree sexual abuse, facilitating the travel of a child for sex acts, and transmitting obscene material to a child by a computer. Carter was arrested and placed into the Elmore County Jail under a $105,000 bond. He has since bonded out. The legislature has given final approval to lower the state sales tax on groceries. It will gradually be lowered from 4% to 2%. Governor Ivey signed the $3 billion general fund budget. She also signed the $8.8 billion education trust fund budget. Montgomery police made an arrest in a Memorial Day shooting. 28-year-old Jaquan Hartwell is the suspect in the shooting death of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Hartwell was taken into custody Thursday. He is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch your local news on Channel 8 and ABC 32.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday. Lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another old favorite.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Very simple.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on the on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure. Yeah,
no,
yeah. Traveling alone, why
sure.
not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one
right.
you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no. Hat.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
It was just three lamps on the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, fine, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying, you know, that if a fella goes out, he has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a, I mean avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Can't help but notice Italy is celebrating pride in their republic. Today, 77 years. So I guess that would have been 1946 by my math. Hoping Jay Quinlan will call. And I just saw something. What was it that was on Fox Business that was kind of mind-boggling? It's vacated the premises, Rosie. Where do I go to find it once it's vacated the premises?
I don't know.
Let's see. Biden hits head exiting Marine Ones. That's that should be our friend. Let me just grab this. Hi. With whom am I speaking?
Hey, Mr. Gregg. This is Marianne from Gilligan's Island in Montgomery, Alabama.
Hi.
The one who calls and tells you I love you. And you are so much better than television.
Oh, thank you.
Which is why I listen to you all day, whether I'm at home or at work.
You know what I am proud of on this show is that we get a lot of people who say I watch you every afternoon, which is a great compliment because they're seeing something. They're seeing the show and hearing it, which is really nice.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're so much of a nostalgia type person with the bits that you play.
Mm.
I just enjoy it.
Good.
I really do. You know. But I have a request.
Yes.
But before I make my request, I have a specific reason for asking for it.
Okay.
Okay, because you've honored me with my request before. The Alabama song I love too much, you know? Greg, because of all these people that are transgender.
Yes.
I'm trying to be nice, okay? To me, you had an identity crisis before you thought you wanted to even be male or female. And if you're standing in front of me and you're dressed as a woman and you're telling me that you're a woman and I know for a fact that you're a man, well, keep lying to yourself because that's not going to fix it. Okay? You can't do the same things I can do. I can't do the same things you can do.
Right.
I know that.
Well,
I understand it. I don't have a problem with it.
But our schools are teaching that it's possible in this life to have equal outcomes, and that ain't never going to happen.
I know it. But at the same time, right now, all I can do is pray about it. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That is one thing you can do about it.
But I'm still proud of America.
Well, so am I.
I love Alabama. I love the United States. So how about, let's play some shaving cream this afternoon, please.
I've always got time for shaving cream.
My grandchildren are still singing it, whether I'm giving them a haircut or not.
I will have it on very shortly.
I hope that starts up your day. I love you. I want you to please have a good weekend. Enjoy Briscoe as I'm praying to St. Francis for him to please get him over this, okay?
Mr. Gubb.
Yeah.
He's doing really well. He's doing
and
really
can I
well.
Say one more thing real quick?
Hmm.
I am so thrilled that you and the Goose are able to see each other so much more often. That is a prayer of thankfulness from me.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I will be able to go down and on Father's Day.
I know.
Spend Father's
and
Day
I'm
with
excited
my baby.
For you. And I'm excited for you. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Brant McDonald and Brant Sue and the twins. Okay.
Wow.
But I'm going to Mobile tomorrow for an exciting event. Joey's classmate, Thomas DePoint, is going to be ordained a Catholic priest at the cathedral.
Wow.
And I'm going to be there.
That is cool. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then Sunday he will be in Montgomery and St. Peter's at 2:00, and he's asked me to do something special for that service too. And I'm just amazed. Because I cut his hair when he was a teenager. Rosie, I love you. Y'all,
love you
all
too.
Of you, please have a good weekend. I love News Talk 93.1. They're better than television every day of the week.
Well, we certainly do our best, and we appreciate the good words. Thank you so much,
and
Marianne.
Give Roz a hug from me, too, even though I've never met her, because you wouldn't let her out of the car that one time I saw you at Baumhauer's.
What do you, I wouldn't let,
You said she was putting her makeup on, hush. It was Father's Day, and you were going to Mommy the Swami.
Oh, okay.
This is how much I love you. I kind of stay in the background as I listen to you every day, okay?
Wow, I've learned so much about myself in this call. Thank you, Marianne.
Because you're an awesome guy. All right, I love you. Have a good weekend.
Thank
Bye.
You, Marianne. Love you, too.
Bye.
All right, gosh, I forgot, you know, we're yelling at Target and Bud for abandoning their fiduciary obligations to their shareholders by screwing their companies with stupid ideas that have cost them, now it's tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Over 30 for Bud and over 13 for Target. And for what? Why? So what were they trying to prove? But I have forgotten my obligation to somebody very important this afternoon because we are committed to play his missives on this show. And that's our buddy Jeff Bezos.
It is I, the record-breaking Jeff Bezos. And no, I'm not talking about wearing the world's ugliest shirt at Coachella, nor am I referencing the record-shattering divorce settlement with my ex-wife. What was her face again? Oh, anyway. Listen up, Guinness. I'm talking about signing the world's biggest prenuptial agreement with my fiancé, Lauren Sanchez. Oh, but don't get the wrong idea about my buxomly beautiful betrothed. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no It's actually a very simple prenup. On the odd chance that she decides to cancel her prime marriage membership, there will be no money exchanged. However, we will split the house in half. Yeah, I'll get the inside, and she'll get the outside.
Always fun, right?
Right.
All right, we're at 5:52. I'm getting the feeling that Jay Quellen will not be able to join us. I mean, what's she got to do? She's got two kids and a husband with her, and she can't take time out for this show? Why, it's outrageous. It's shaving cream. Kidding.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit.
What?
Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
At first, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, it seems like our rush was a little early today. As of right now, we've got light to moderate traffic all over the area. Two accidents that are still on the books. They should be wrapping up. Troy Highway at Virginia Loop in Montgomery and Highway 82 at Queen Smith and Prattville. Still got a lot of cars on 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville. Very busy still, but looking better. Buckle up and be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak has been insuring the River Region since 1988. Customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Legal J, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Pest Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Hey, before we head out, would you like some baseball scores?
Okay, count me in as who cares.
Really?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Really? Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't care!
I heard you. On behalf of Rosie Brock and I, have a great and safe weekend. Thanks. Don't forget Key Lime Pies at Mama's Produce next to Prattville Farm Center tomorrow morning. Bright and early till, I believe, 2 on Saturday afternoon. And we'll say goodnight with our friend Lindsay Buckingham.
We went dancing.
Just stay and stay.